Despite their apparent insignificance, sandal studs are a prime example of what in traditional archaeology is known as an index fossil, the kind of object that can be irrefutably linked to a specific chronological or cultural period. For this reason, the discovery of these objects in our surroundings takes us straight to the first centuries of the Roman era, and the presence of the Roman soldiers who used this form of footwear, with soles reinforced by small iron nails, the famous caligae, after which the Emperor Caligula was named. The uncovering of these and other military components in what has been identified as a battlefield in Andagoste in the valley of Cuartango is one of the first pieces of irrefutable evidence of the interest that Rome took in this northern part of the peninsula. It appears that a Roman military contingent of around 2,000 men, which would have included legionnaires, were harassed by indigenous warriors and seemingly defeated as they attempted to build a camp in which to entrench themselves and make their defence easier. The recovery of a large number of metal objects around this defensive structure provides us with a lot of information about the battle, which must have taken place around the year 38 BC, as appears on the coins that we have found, and which a unit of slingers must have taken part in, as there are many slingshot projectiles made of lead, called glans in Latin. Prior to the direct presence of Roman troops, the area that is now Alava and its people had already entered into Roman history due to the Sertorian War, which was partially fought in the Ebro Valley at the beginning of the 1st century BC, and which involved members of indigenous populations partially settled in the present-day area of Alava, such as the Berones in the Rioja Alavesa region, the Autrigones in the region's western strip. In addition, the rest of the region was occupied by other populations such as the Varduli, who dominated the area's eastern section, or the Caristii or Carieti, whose capital was at Valeia, and who had settled in the central section of what is now Alava. We have learned of these names thanks to the geographical and ethnographic descriptions of classical writers such as Pliny, Strabo, and later Ptolemy. Among the different pieces of information that these writers provide us with, there are customs generally attributed to the northern populations of the Iberian Peninsula which particularly stand out, and which appear uncivilized for the Greco-Latin mentality. Among these are their aggressiveness and belligerence, their tendency towards banditry, and the rudeness of their character, together with some curious anecdotes such as the consumption of acorns as an important part of their diet, or the celebration of rituals devoted to different gods related to Mother Nature.